Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Come on, let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Live. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
And we do welcome you into a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. It is going to be a very short edition today because we've got Thursday night football, Rams and Seahawks. Our coverage starts at 6:30. Programming note, if you are looking for the countdown to opening day show, it's being pushed back a day this week. It'll be coming up tomorrow night from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. We don't have a lot of time. I want to jump into it. In our next segment, we're going to hear some from Blues coach Jim Montgomery. Blues won yesterday over Winnipeg. They're back at tonight as they take on the New York Rangers. But in this first segment, I wanted to play back for you some of what Dustin May, the new Cardinals pitcher, had to say today. The Cardinals officially introduced him via a Zoom media conference. I want to play back some of his comments. And let's start actually with Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, Heim Bloom, who made it very clear they're excited to be picking up Dustin May.
A lot of things just about Dustin's journey, certainly his talent level, but also the journey to this point this offseason made him very appealing to us. I mean, he just described it. With being, you know, having some real removal now, not just from the Tommy John surgery, but also from a pretty unique and traumatic non-baseball injury that really impacted his season. The more we were looking at it, the fact that he was able to go out and do what he did last year and set that career high in innings, still bouncing back from something like that, really was incredibly impressive. And I think, you know, to his point, sets him up really well for this coming year. But even beyond that, again, you look at, you know, all of the ups and downs in what's still a relatively young career, relatively young for a free agent, but also someone who's been in the spotlight. He's been a top prospect in the game. He's started opening day. He's pitched in the World Series. So he has a lot of interesting experiences. And we felt it all came together to a point where we feel like he's ready to take off.
On the other side of things, May also very happy to be coming to St. Louis.
I thought it was definitely going to give me the best opportunity to go out and compete. They definitely reiterated the fact that they wanted me to come in, and they wanted me to go out every fifth day and have the ball. And I felt like this gave me the best chance to be able to do that and to do it on a team that I think is going to have a very good group of guys. I'm definitely very excited about the youth of this team, and I'm definitely excited to be a part of it.
One of the interesting parts about May's baseball journey is all the various injuries he has had. At one point, his esophagus got broken. It was a life-threatening type situation. He's had baseball-related injuries. He's dealt with a lot over his career, and he spoke through how he goes about from a mental standpoint of dealing with those injuries.
For me, I think it was just to not look too far down the tunnel. To just kind of live in like a little 3-foot world is what I like to say, is not try to step too far out, because you don't know how far you're going to be able to go. Not look too far behind, because that's kind of in the past. So just kind of living in the present, living in, like I said, my 3-foot world, and just trying to control what I control in the present.
But he's hoping those injuries are in the past now, saying that he is in a great place physically.
Arm feels great. Back to normal. As I've reiterated to a lot of people, I was going to be ready for the DS if we had advanced. So arm was in a better spot towards that time. But yeah, I'm definitely in a better spot now. I took some time off after that and definitely got the body right, and I'm in a good physical space right now. So definitely looking forward to this year and spring training.
As he goes into his offseason healthy, the focus of the offseason for him is continue to put his body in as good a position as possible.
For me, the biggest thing was just trying to get my weight back on and build my strength back to what I was before my esophagus tear. I was very lucky and fortunate to be able to even get into a situation to be able to pitch last year, because whenever I did rupture my esophagus and came out of the hospital, I really didn't know if I was ever going to be able to throw baseball again. So I was definitely very lucky and blessed to be able to do that, whether it was at my full potential or just what I went through last year, which was not what I thought that the type of pitcher that I am. So just to be able to put on a uniform last year and do it, it was great. But now that I'm back to hopefully who I was before with weight and strength wise, I'm hoping that there are bigger and better things to come.
One of the things we saw from him last year is his velocity dropped a little bit. That probably had a lot to do with the weight that he lost coming off that esophagus injury. And as the weight continues to move back in an upward direction, he does expect the velocity to tick up as well.
I would think so. I think it's more so just that my body is going to be in a better spot going into this spring training from a full health standpoint, being a year and a half removed from my esophagus tear, I think is going to be a big thing to be able to, that I've been able to put like weight back on and get back to like normal body weight and strength and everything going into spring training. So definitely excited about that.
The overall numbers for May last year weren't great. He pitched to just under a 5 ERA. A lot of that damage against him was done in just a handful of starts. He had more good starts than bad starts, but the overall numbers certainly were not fantastic. When he looked back at last year, he said it certainly had a little bit of good and a little bit of bad as well.
Last year, I definitely had my ups and downs, but towards the end of the year, I mean, outside of the nerve thing, my body felt fine. I felt like I was in a good spot before that kind of flared up, but it calmed down and everything is in a good spot now going into spring. So definitely excited for that. And yeah, having the career high of innings last year was definitely a good thing to tick off in my toolbox, and I definitely feel like it is solidified my health to go into this year.
One thing he did do last year is he really threw the sweeper a lot. Previously, he's had a sinker that's been very effective. It was not as effective last year, so he focused more on the sweeper, and he explains why.
Kind of funny. It was kind of the only thing that was working, so I figured that might as well throw it more. My fastball was getting hit pretty hard, so I was like, got to kind of shy away from that and get to something that isn't getting hit as hard. So hopefully bouncing back this year, kind of retweaking my arsenal to try and hopefully get back to the arsenal that I had before. Hopefully I'm not going to be so reliant on that and so predictable.
And the final thing from Dustin May, he walks in to a situation now where even though he's only 28, he doesn't have a ton of time in the big leagues. He has 71 career starts in the big leagues. Despite all of that, he's kind of the old guy now because the Cardinals rotation is so young. So being the old guy, even at 28, is something he...
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
He is wanting to embrace.
I definitely think it'll be something new for me. Being from the Dodgers, I got a lot of experience from a lot of veteran guys. Going over to Boston, it was kind of a little bit of a mishmash, and I was kind of right in there in the middle. But I definitely will enjoy going to this young pitching staff and kind of using my experiences that I've had in the past to kind of to help guys kind of walk through some things if they see fit to come to me and ask, or I can go and try and help lead them away, or lead them the right way through things and try and guide them the way that I was guided when I was younger. So definitely will be excited to use those experiences for that.
That's Dustin May. We heard a little bit from Heim Bloom. Before that, we'll have a one-on-one conversation with him tomorrow during the Countdown to Opening Day show. Right now, we'll take a break. We'll return with some comments from Blues coach Jim Montgomery. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Now, back to the Graybar Sports Open Line on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Back at it on a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauley. If you are looking for the Countdown to Opening Day show, because it is a Thursday night, it is being delayed till tomorrow night, so you'll be able to hear that tomorrow evening from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock right here on KMOX, and it's going to include an exclusive one-on-one conversation with new Cardinals pitcher Dustin May. The Blues get a 1-0 win against the Jets yesterday. They are on a back-to-back, as tonight they match up against the New York Rangers. Let's listen in to Jim Montgomery. He spoke with the media earlier today after morning skate. It is going to be Jordan Binnington back in goal. It's been a little while since we have seen Binnington in goal, and that was just part of kind of a reset for really the entire team, but certainly for Binnington, as the team has not played well in front of him. His numbers have not been great, and now they're hopeful that he's going to be able to move forward.
The team needed a reset, first of all, and you know, I think he's been the negative benefiter of our poor play. When we've really played poorly, it's really been in front of Binner every time. Not every time, but in these last, 2 weeks. So I think it's given him the opportunity to work and prepare and to get back the right mindset that makes him an elite goaltender in this league, along with Coach Alexander.
I want to play a few things that Jim Montgomery had to say about some specific players, and we are going to start with somebody who just came up and made his debut in Otto Stenberg, and Montgomery very impressed with what he saw from him.
He's a first-round pick, not because of his stature. It's because of his brain, his instincts, and his ability to make plays at both ends of the ice. You know, and that's why, like, as a coach, you see the things that make a guy very effective right away. Stick positioning, angling, little things, always being on the right side of the puck. There was a play yesterday in the third period that a defenseman was in, taking a shot off the rush. I believe it was Broberg, and he was the last forward back. And the puck went in the corner to where he could have dove at it. He didn't go because he read numbers. Most young players would dive in, and the other team would have a 2-on-1 off his back. It's just, as a coach, it's very It's a confidence builder as a coach when you see a player read numbers that quickly. Because the game of hockey, especially when you're coming to play your first game in the NHL, things happen faster than you've ever seen before. And he read that instantly. So it's just, you know, and they got nothing. We actually reloaded above. They turned it over by the red line.
Certainly not making his NHL debut, but making his Blues debut. We saw for the first time Jonathan Berggren. And for Berggren, he comes in after having been with Detroit, and Montgomery feels like he was able to step right in.
High-end passer. He made three high-end passes. He understands offensive hockey really well. He understood our D zone well. And I think he's played a lot of man-on-man in Detroit. So I think that was an easy adjustment for him. And I'm excited to see how he does. Yesterday's a little bit of adrenaline on a back-to-back now. He's going to be a little bit tired. Excited to see how he handles that as we look for more consistency in our lineup. It'd be great to see a young man come in. Him and Stenberg both be consistent again tonight against a fresh team. It's not an easy game for our team. It's not an easy game for those young men. But it's a challenge that we look forward to seeing. It's an opportunity to prove to ourselves that we can be really good tired.
And then one player who is not going to be in this evening is Robbie Fabbri. He has played in a handful of games since coming back to the team and coming back into the organization. Montgomery thought he was really good when he first got here, not as good recently, and while he'll be out of the lineup tonight on a back-to-back, he'll be back in sooner than later.
I think that he got here and his first two games were excellent. I think his last two games, and I spoke to him about this, a little less juice in his legs, not being as impactful. We're on a back-to-back. I mean, it's a lot, right? I mean, he wasn't in a training camp. He hasn't had the – he's not in the same hockey shape as everybody else is. So it's just an opportunity, and Luff's been really good for us. We're playing a bigger, heavier team tonight on a back-to-back, that a team that's fresh. So we'll just get a fresh body, and it really wasn't – a negative of anything of his play, and you expect him to be, he'll be back in the lineup soon.
That is Blues coach Jim Montgomery. Again, the Blues are in action tonight, trying to make it two in a row. They beat the Jets yesterday by a 1-0 score, and tonight they play host to the New York Rangers. That is just about going to do it for our show this evening. Again, the reminder, countdown to opening day show. We've got Thursday Night Football tonight, so it's been pushed back to tomorrow, and it's a really good show. I think you are going to enjoy it for sure. Jacob Buffa is going to be our featured guest, Cardinals Senior Director of International Scouting. He is somebody who's from St. Louis, most recently was working with the Astros, and now he is back home. We had a fun conversation that we recorded earlier this week at Cardinals Nation Restaurant and Bar, and also a one-on-one conversation with Dustin May. That's all going to be tomorrow night from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. But up next, our coverage of Thursday Night Football from Westwood One Sports. It's the Rams and the Seahawks. This is a key NFC matchup. We can all root for Seattle together against the Rams. Rams and Seahawks on the way next, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow right here on your home for the Cardinals, KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.